Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to Season 2, Episode 11 of From the Hive, the latest podcast slash radio show series here on KALA. Before we get going, this podcast was recorded at the studios of KALA-FM, St. Ambrose University. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KALA-FM or St. Ambrose University. So, hopefully everybody listening in is doing okay. As always, I'm Ryan Schistel, joined by Sierra Mari, and a very special guest. Would our special guest like to introduce herself?
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Kent. I'm the vice president of Gildas Club University here on St. Ambrose campus, and thanks for having me today.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you on today. We will be talking a little bit about Gildas Club in just a little bit, but we'll start off the episode, as we always do, talking about how classes are going and, you know, things we have coming up in our lives. So, Mackenzie, would you like to kick us off?
Sure. My classes are going pretty well. I had a test yesterday, so hopefully I did well on that. Waiting to hear back. Otherwise, hoping it's a chill week the rest of this week.
Mm-hmm. Sierra?
You know, life has just been moving so slowly right now, let me just tell you. Because I literally have a month left until I graduate, that it's like I can see the end. Like, I can see it. But it's just, like, so hard to finish classes right now. You have no idea. Like, I have major senioritis right now. I'm doing fine in my classes, but let me just tell you, like, to get through one assignment takes me, like, 40 hours, for real.
Well, I have senioritis, and I'm still a junior, so. Anna, how are you doing? How are your classes?
I'm doing pretty good. Classes are going well. The next round of exams is happening right now, so just getting those cranked out, and then, like Sierra said, we're so close to the finish line, so just trying to get the last of things done. There's a lot of projects coming up, so I haven't had many projects this semester, but just getting those ready to go, and then getting ready for four finals during finals week, so, yeah.
For me, this week has been crazy. I feel like it's been one of the most hectic weeks I've had since starting college, just a lot of assignments and big debates coming up. But classes are hopefully going to wind down here soon. Kind of upset we don't have any more breaks until the end of the school year because I already feel like I need one. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's going. Also, we should probably point out our fourth regular co-host of the show, Luke Vera, not going to be joining us for this episode. Luke does play football here for St. Ambrose, and they got called into some meetings that start right when we record the show. So Luke not with us. Mackenzie is going to be our fourth host for this episode. But something else cool happened, I guess for us it was yesterday, but earlier this week for when people are listening in, the big solar eclipse. I thought it was a little over the top, like people thought the world was going to end. But I will say, I thought it was cool. You know, the peak time was like 2:05 here, and I have class at 2, so about 90% of my class did not go into class until about 2:10 because we were standing outside of the WRC just watching. But yeah, what did you guys do for the eclipse?
I came to the radio station, actually, because I think I was helping out over here, and I saw it, but I was looking directly at the sun, I'm not going to lie. I'm always like that, you know, do something opposite, but...
Do something exactly what Nurse Nancy said not to do.
And look, I can see now, but let me tell you, my mom is literally in Texas right now visiting my great-grandma, right? And I asked her, I was like, Mom, you know, the solar eclipse, it was perfect over there, I heard. You know what I mean? Like, you could see it from the exact angle. And I asked my mom for a picture. She sends me, like, gray clouds and this and that. I was like, Ma, I want, like, I thought you had the best angle. Like, for real, you're down in Dallas. You're, like, near that area. I thought you had the best picture. No, it was, like, literally it looked like it was a normal cloudy gray sky. I was like, what the heck? Is that the only picture my mom got? I'm pretty sure. I was like, really? You traveled that far, Mom, to get that picture? I was like, but she's there for my grandma. It was her birthday, her 90th birthday, so that's why she's there. But I was like, really, Mom? Really? One in every, like, what, 30 years? 300 years? Something like that, it happens?
Not 300, because the next one's like 2044.
Okay, so it's every 30 years about, you know, so I was like, really, Mom? Really?
Yeah, I think there were, like, a surprising amount of cities that had it blocked by cloud cover. I know I had some family go down to, like, Indianapolis because that was another spot where it was supposed to be, like, 100% coverage. And I got sent some really, really cool photos of just, like, the sky being pitch black, mm-hmm. except for this one little circle you could see.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I thought it was cool, but I don't know, like, on campus, I know people were passing out, like, Duncan people came and were, like, passing out gift cards. People really? All over social media were like,
really?
That? Yeah, yeah, where, like, was that on campus?
They were, like, going through the quad in the back of the townhouses, just, like, passing out, like, $20 Duncan gift cards.
Wow.
That's my favorite place.
But, yeah, I know people are like, oh, my goodness, it's doomsday. And I was like, all right, calm down. It's the moon is covering the sun for, like, 30 mm-hmm. seconds.
Literally.
But Mackenzie, Anna, did you guys get to experience the eclipse? And if so, what did you guys do for it?
I did for a little bit, yeah. I had class at 2 as well, and that was when my test was. But we popped outside for a few minutes, passed around some glasses, saw it, and then went back inside and took that test.
Yeah, I wasn't able to see the majority of it because I had a meeting right at 2. But on my way to the meeting, a friend stopped me and said, try on the glasses and look at the sun. So I tried on the glasses and looked at the sun for a little bit. I thought it was cool. But I think it's interesting to see how something so simple can bring people so much joy. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was kind of neat
and
to
bring
see.
Bring people together.
Exactly. The amount of people that were outside yesterday.
Dave, our general manager here, was saying he saw herds of people, like, all across campus. I was like, yeah, it's like a community event for real.
Before we jump into our typical weather segment, though, bit of, especially for, like, Anna, sad news. Father Ross, the priest on campus, is leaving. The Diocese of Davenport is shipping him off somewhere else, so yeah. I don't know. I love Father Ross. Younger guy, has a mullet. Like, he's one of those priests that, like, he gets it. Like, he gets how to talk to college-age students in a way that, like, you can hold a conversation with him, and it doesn't only have to be religion. You know what I mean?
Aw, that's, like, the best kind of person, for real. They don't, like, I don't know. They don't, like, shove their profession or anything or their interests and opinions down your throat, you know what I mean, when talking to you. It's just very open communication. I wish we could have him on the podcast, for real.
Maybe Anna and I will try to convince him next week. Maybe we'll see if we can get him to come on.
That'd be cool.
Because we've talked about it in the past multiple times now, and we haven't actually gone through with it, so.
But we only have, like, 5 more weeks left. So we have, like, 5 more episodes left of this. And then I'm done forever with From the Hive, you know?
And you're done. Then it's only Anna and I running this show with new people.
Kenzie, do you want to be a scholar bee forever? Do you want to always be on these episodes? No, I'm kidding. You don't have to answer that.
I don't know. Let's see how this one goes.
Father Ross is moving to a new parish. He'll be in
that's good for
down
him,
by
though.
The Mount Pleasant area, which is really neat. It's really interesting and really good for him to see new things. And like Ryan said, he really knows how to work with college students, and he was a St. Ambrose student at one point himself, so he has a lot of knowledge of the campus and, yeah, very wise in his ways. And, yeah, we'll have a new chaplain on campus, very brand-new chaplain. Just got ordained in 2022, so he's a very young person as well. So, you know, it might be another great person, and so I'm excited to see what the future holds, especially as I do play a big role in campus ministry. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting and fun and new and exciting. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that the person we were getting is newly ordained.
Yeah.
Secondly, the word I was looking for was chaplain, not just priest. So, good to know. Because yeah. I knew there was a certain word I was looking for, but...
I think, like, his technical title on campus is the campus chaplain, but, like, he's a priest.
Yeah.
He has another parish in Buffalo, so you can call him whatever. Cool.
Mackenzie, any good experiences with Father Ross for you?
I would just say he's always a friendly face on campus. He's out and about. He'll say hi to you, wave, and he's just always willing to help students whenever, wherever, and I think he'll be sadly missed.
Definitely. And his dog is so cute. I'm going to miss his dog, I think, the most. I'm going to miss Father Ross a lot, don't get me wrong, but his dog, the dog's name is Tut, and he's a little pit bull, and he's chunky, and he's brown and white, and it's, I don't know, he's my favorite, and so...
I mean, Father Ross at the football stadium last year, he would always come up and, like, say a prayer before the games over the loudspeakers. And you know, he'd get up there 15 minutes before actually having to say the prayer. And, like, Father Ross and I would just, like, talk about the football team, talk about, like, you know, the broadcast side of it and how's it going to go, stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I respect him a lot. He's probably been one of the top priests, chaplains that I've ever had because I've gone through Catholic school my entire life. But yeah, I don't know. It's sad, but hopefully the new guy coming in for next school year is just as cool, just as good at what he does. So,
Mackenzie, I have a question for you. What year are you in school? Are you a sophomore?
Sophomore,
your
yes.
Second year. Got it. So you have a lot of stuff you're doing on campus. I know for sure. Like, you're the co-VP of Model UN, you know, president of Gildas Club. Can you touch up on Gildas Club? What exactly does that entail, you know, that organization, all that stuff?
Yes, of course. So Gildas Club University is through St. Ambrose, so we're kind of like a pilot program of Gildas Club Quad Cities. So we have a representative from the Gildas Club Quad Cities that helps us, and we're actually pretty new. We started last year as one of two pilot programs in the nation, so that was pretty exciting. So just building up, and so the services we offer, just kind of building up maybe a cancer support system here on campus, but going beyond that as well and helping with anxiety, stress, mental health, very active in like the mental health fairs and just trying to be a support system for students on campus who might need help in any aspect of life.
What was your most recent community event that you did? Because I know KALA, we helped at Trunk or Treat. Dave and I were there, you know, at the hospital, and we were surprised by the turnout. There were so many people that Dave, he ended up leaving the table to go get more candy for, you know, the people who came in. And I was just guarding the candy we had left, the final, you know, Tootsie Rolls and all that stuff. So we were surprised by the turnout. You guys, you know, you do a lot in the community. What was your most recent community event?
So Trunk or Treat was last year, I think. Gildas Club University specifically was we hosted a fundraiser at Crumble to try and generate funds for our club so that we can expand and looking at different activities that we can host here on campus so that we can help support more students.
So, it's a very, like, admirable club.
Mm-hmm.
What made you guys want to start it?
So, I don't know if I can really answer to that because I didn't come in until the spring last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was just there was this need that students wanted to help. And we're thankfully to have Gildas Club Quad Cities that is very active in the community and nationally. And they've been a great support helping us build up. And we just want to support people because cancer does affect so many people. And especially young adults who here on campus might be away from their family who is going through treatment or experiencing this. And so they need somebody outside away from their normal support system who can help them.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, like, as somebody who lost two of his grandparents to cancer, like, it was before I came here. But, like, I know that if it was happening now, like, that would definitely be a great resource that, like, I would want to have somebody to talk to about it, especially being 3 hours away from home. I love it. I think it's probably one of the best clubs we have on campus because of that.
Exactly.
Is there anything, you know, going forward in the future that you guys really want to do, whether it be, you know, a event in the community or just like any big plans that you have for the club that you guys can like share?
So right now we want to fundraise so that we can start maybe like weekly, just kind of like get togethers for students. I know one thing I have been trying to push for is like a yoga, just kind of get out, have some stress relief, or maybe like other stress relief workshops. So maybe like adult coloring books or just something where students can have a break from school and stresses and just have other students who might be going through similar experiences.
That sounds like a good plan. It sounds like you guys have a lot going for you, you know, Gildas Club. And I don't know, we're just so honored to have you on the podcast. So thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
So a general question for the board right now.
Here we go. Yes, ma'am.
Finals week is coming up, okay? Can you guys give one piece of advice, you know, for handling finals week for the listeners, you know, how to handle stress, this and that, like yoga, you know? Can you give one piece of advice? I'll go first. It's okay if you eat your stress away.
Pardon me?
No. Mackenzie gets it. She's nodding her head.
Yeah.
It's okay. Carry on. I want to make sure I heard you right and I'm comprehending you right.
It's okay if in the middle of studying you have a bag of chips, you have something to eat, you know, and indulge in. It's okay, guys. I think that will really push you to, you know, study more and calm your stress down a little bit by just eating, okay? I think that's really important. That's my tip.
Yeah, I think mine would just be don't get yourself too worked up. Like, I feel like freshman year, I got myself all worked up, like, nervous about it, where I was just so, so stressed out. Like, I felt like I had to be in my room studying 24/7. Now it's just one of those things where it's like, all right, another week of school. You know, am I going to have a lot of tests this week? Yeah. But, like, just look at it like it's any other week. Don't think about it too much. Like, oh, my goodness, this is going to, you know, ruin my grade, or this is only going to help my grade. Just look at it as it's any other test, and it's, you know, just anything else that you can do.
Yeah, I think my biggest piece of advice is, enjoy the moment, because at least for the spring semester, we're all going to head off to wherever we're going, whether it's back home or off to internships or jobs or whatever it is, and just enjoy those last few moments with your roommates and your friends and the people you've met that year, and just be really, I think, reflective on that. I think you can get lost, like Ryan said, in the studying of it and the stress of it. And so I think just being really intentional about like going to the events that Ambrose offers, so like midnight breakfast, like set that time aside and be like, yeah, I'm gonna be with my friends and focusing on them instead of stressing about my test. Or I know the chapel offers mass before midnight breakfast, so giving yourself that night to just take it off, and then, you know, your studies are always going to be there. You're always going to want to study more, but you get to a point where you can't study anymore, and so the best thing you can do is just fill your cup with things that make you happy. So whether that's being with your friends, going out to eat, exercising, whatever it is, like, don't be so consumed by your studies and the test, because life moves on, the test will be over, and you'll have what you'll have in the future is the memories that you look back on. So that's what I would say.
I agree with you, girl. It's good. It's good that your mood, you have like a homeostasis level, you know what I mean? Like, that's a word I learned in like middle school, yeah. You know, equal.
Like, that's a very sciencey word. That's like,
it's not a Sierra word.
That's always what I'm trying to do in nursing, is trying to keep homeostasis with my patients.
Exactly. But in order to study the best, it's good to, you know, be at a balance, okay? So fill your cup with positivity, like you were saying, good food, good energy, And just accept, you know, that if you don't know it by the test day, you don't know it, okay? It's okay. You know, you can guess.
The fact that the girl who talks about herself in the third person just said homeostasis amazes me.
Mackenzie, I always say, I'm always like, Sierra thinks this, Sierra said this, or she thinks that. Like, always third person, girl. It's always third person.
I mean, sometimes we just need to get out of ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just got to do like a little out-of-body experience sometimes, you know?
Please, please don't encourage it.
Mackenzie is so supportive. Thank you, girl. Do you have a tip for the listeners about studying, or do you do something, you know, regularly during finals week?
I would say going along with Anna, just like taking care of yourself. School like is important, but your health and well-being comes above school.
Mm-hmm.
Just whether that be making sure you're eating food, getting the nutrition and nutrients you need so that you can actually function properly during your test, drinking lots of water, staying hydrated so that your brain can function properly, and like maybe having set breaks where you can go outside, get some sunshine to regenerate, or listening to music, just whatever helps you, and making sure you take the time to recover in between mm-hmm. all of your tests.
Exactly, exactly. I know coming up, KALA, before finals week, KALA is going to a convention in Iowa called the IBNA convention. Ryan, yeah. Do you want to touch up on this some more?
Yeah, well, even before IBNA, I mean, I guess we can recap. So we went to IBS, which was a national award ceremony. We recently won a few awards. The Award of Merit, Evie Breitbach won one through KALA mm-hmm. for her podcast. I want to say ROI, which is Relevant or Irrelevant, won an Award of Merit for their show. TV won a few things. I know Emma Romanelli won one for her episode of Stingers with, I believe, Dr. Brett Billman. I won one for a sports show I did on with TV about, I want to say it was track and field, might have been lacrosse. No, cross country. 99% sure it was cross country. Now I got to check. But yeah, like coming up now, just from the time we record this, we have baseball, our first baseball broadcast of the year, which is, I mean, for us, it's tomorrow. So by the time this airs, it'll already have happened. Hopefully they won. Big games that, like, they kind of need to win, it feels like. By the way, it was cross-country. I got that right on my third guess. But, yeah, hopefully the Bees won that one. Realistically, baseball might be the last broadcast we have of the year for sports live. Because softball is pretty much done playing at home soon. And outside of that, baseball is going to be in Clinton playing a lot of their games. So this could be the last sports broadcast we have tomorrow.
Or you could come do soccer. Women's soccer has
we could do spring soccer.
Not to add anything more to your plate.
Oh, yeah, right? But, yeah, IBNA, the, I want to say it's Iowa Broadcast News Association, statewide awards that KALA and SEUTV put in for every year. I know I'm nominated for... It's either an episode of Schistel Speak Sports, which is like my Ambrose Sports radio show, or it's like an actual game we covered. I don't think I know which one yet. Sierra is nominated for something. I forget exactly what you're nominated for.
I think
for.
I did an interview at the Adler Theater during one of those times.
Dave said that's what it was.
Yeah.
The Tappa brothers, AJ and Michael, are nominated for an episode of their podcast, Tappa Time, where they go around and just eat food.
That sounds like an awesome podcast.
Right?
It was. It was.
And then Brooke Hess, who has graduated,
mm-hmm.
is nominated for a podcast she does, like a true crime podcast. I believe TV has a few nominations in there as well. I don't exactly know what they're nominated for. But, yeah, I mean, it should be a good time. Got to go out to Des Moines on the 20th
mm-hmm.
of April. The last time I went to this was my freshman year with Sierra, David Meyer, and Brooke. And didn't we leave at like 5 a.m.? Because I remember you and I like met in Cosgrove at like 4:45 in the morning to walk over.
To leave there,
And we were still the last ones to get to Dave's van. And then we stopped at the world's largest truck stop, got coffee and bagels.
I remember that now.
I think we went to like McDonald's for lunch because we didn't want to pay for the lunch.
Yeah.
And
then we had the dinner there, which we'll do again this year.
And then we drove home.
Well, then we went to DQ, right?
Did we go to DQ?
Yeah, for like a dinner, another dinner.
Or did we go to DQ for lunch? We might have gone to DQ for lunch.
McDonald's. And we were talking about buying a whole cake, you know what I mean?
And then Sierra won a scholarship there.
Mm-hmm. Which Anna did too the year after me.
But yeah, I mean, it should be a good time. It's a long day. Although, I want to say check-in is at like 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we won't have to leave bright and early like that. I'll actually have time to like make myself a coffee for the car ride, stuff like that, which I'm very happy about.
I'll knock on your door.
Please don't. You'll wake up my roommates and they will not be happy with you. But yeah, a lot going on. A lot of stuff that's gonna drain my battery even more. Because I remember like we got back from IBNA my freshman year and I was like, oh man, what am I gonna do now? Like I'm wide awake at 11:30 at night because we all slept in the car. And I don't know. I think I've been in bed every day this week by like 9:30 at night. So I'm old.
You are getting old, Ryan.
21, but I have the mentality of like a 90-year-old.
I know. It's school, it's work, it's everything. But, you know, that's for all of us, too. We all handle it differently. We all manage it differently, you know. So, biggest lesson is, you know, to not assume, you know, what other people are going through or not going through, you know. Everybody has their own battles, you know, that they got to fight through every day. So, it's important.
Yeah, and I think Gildas Club will be a great resource for all people to use.
Exactly.
As it grows here on the campus of St. Ambrose.
Spread awareness, you know.
Yeah, we're really happy and excited that we're able to get your name out there to all the listeners that are listening in today. And yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes and all the events. So
me too.
One of the reasons we decided to have Mackenzie on today so she can talk about one of the events that the Gildas Club is hosting in the coming month. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So Thursday, April 18th, we are partnering with Iron and Grain, which is just off of campus, and also their Illinois location in Moline. And so the entire day from 7 to 4 that they're open, we have a special energy drink called Strength Surge, which is passion fruit, raspberry, cranberry, and cherry that we created with them, and then also all of their other energy drinks. And 40% of all sales that day will come back to our club, so if you like energy drinks and are willing to go a couple minutes off campus, we would love to see you there.
Where is it at again?
Iron and Grain Coffee House.
That's walkable distance from here. It's right in front of Aldi, so yeah, it's super right across walkable. Locus. Yeah.
And what day is that again?
Thursday, April 18th.
There you go.
And majority of college students like energy drinks, so that's a good idea.
I will be there.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I want to try this Strength Surge. That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. Well, we only have a little bit of time left, and we haven't done one of our weekly topics yet. It's not snowing outside this week.
Have we not talked about the weather at all?
We have not.
Oh, my gosh.
It is bright and sunny out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 67 degrees, something like that outside right now.
A drastic contrast from last week. That was crazy.
Well, I wanted to cry last week when it was snowing and we were recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It was bad. But
yeah, welcome to the Midwest once again, where you'll be down in the dumps one day, and then the next week you're
in Florida
shorts and a t-shirt. But I mean, seriously, like looking at the weather for the upcoming week, there are days we hit like the 80s, and I don't think I've ever been happier.
Mm-mm.
Except I'll show you. It might have gone away by now, but I'll show you guys after we're done recording because I wear the headphones. When I was calling the softball games with Luke, I had my head on backwards on Saturday. and there is a line on my forehead. You guys might be able to see it now, actually.
Yeah, you're sunburned.
And I'm sunburned, but I have a line from my hat because I wear my hat backwards for all of our broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's part sunburn, part windburn, because the wind was blowing like right at us. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Luke, he's a little red in the face. The back of his neck is all red. But yeah, I don't know. This is happy weather.
Yeah, it is. We're ending on a good note.
This is the first time, I think, all of 2024 that, like, my window in my apartment bedroom right now is actually open because I can enjoy it. And that is how we are going to end Season 2, Episode 11 of From the Hive. Like we were talking about, hopefully next week we have Father Ross on, and hopefully we have Luke Vera back as our fourth podcast/radio show co-host, but... Mackenzie, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Yes, thank
you. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Yeah. Do you want to say it one more time when the event is so we can get all the listeners there?
Yes. Thursday, April 18th, and it'll be all day, 7 to 4.
At Iron and Grain.
Yep.
So for Mackenzie, for Anna and Sierra, I'm Ryan Schistel. Special thank you to our general manager and boss at the radio station, David Baker, one more time. Just as a reminder, this podcast was recorded at the studios of KALA-FM, St. Ambrose University. Thoughts and opinions expressed in this episode were not necessarily those of KALA-FM or St. Ambrose University. I've got that memorized by heart now, and it zags. I think I can hear it in my dreams. But that's going to do it for us. Everybody have a great rest of your day.